This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The body of Nyssa Brown, a 13-year-old girl from Bowling Green, was found in a Kentucky neighborhood last night, raising the death toll in the state to 90. Tornadoes devastated Kentucky and five other states 1 week ago. Santa Fe, New Mexico police obtained a search warrant Thursday authorizing them to seize Alec Baldwin's cell phone as they investigate the deadly shooting on the movie set Rust.
The notion that there was a live round in that gun did not dawn on me until probably 45 minutes to an hour later.
ABC News added the music underneath. The cinematographer was killed on October 21st. He claimed the gun malfunctioned. The Senate voted 75-18 on Thursday to confirm Nicholas Burns, a widely respected former career diplomat, as U.S. ambassador to China. Mr. Burns is the first Senate-confirmed ambassador in Beijing in more than 14 months. We are USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
As the Build Back Better bill is on hiatus, Democrats are now focused on taking voting rights away from states.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is turning the attention of the Senate to voting rights as discussion of the Build Back Better Act is on standstill. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell tells the Senate on Thursday morning he thinks the Democrats' pursuit of voting reform is a power grab.
We have discussed over and over again why Democrats will not be allowed to federalize our elections and lord over all 50 states like a self-appointed board of elections on steroids. My colleagues across the aisle have pushed absurd bills that would do things like neuter voter ID laws, make every state legalize ballot harvesting.
Democrats say they're targeting voting restrictions in Republican-led states. This as President Biden says he may be willing to wait till 2022 for a vote on Build Back Better if the Senate can pass voting rights legislation.
Tim Berg reporting. We are USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to flood illegal immigrants into our country, the border wall was paid for, and a few months from completion when President Biden put a halt to the project. The president of the National Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judd on Fox News, says this self-induced crisis is a result of the Democrat lawmakers' decisions.
What they're going to do is they're going to continue to pander to their base. They want to appear like they're trying to energize their base to keep them on board. But the fact remains, when you look at what they're doing, they're lying and they're deflecting. When they lie, they're talking about root causes that have existed forever, for as long as I've been a Border Patrol agent. And then they refuse to talk about what's actually taking place here in the United States, where the root causes exist, the catch and release program. And then when they deflect, they blame President Trump for everything that's going on, when in reality, President Trump gave them the most secure borders that ever existed. When you look at what they talk about, it's nothing more than rhetoric. They provide no evidence whatsoever when we can give evidence after evidence, example after example of where walls have worked. In San Diego, when we built walls, it dropped illegal immigration by 80%. El Paso dropped it by 85%. Tucson, it dropped it by 75%. Every single place that we built walls, it's worked. That's the evidence, yet the Democrats refuse to provide evidence to the American public.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got the one and only, no baloney, we're talking James Herson, New York Times best-selling author and legal analyst. Mr. James, Merry Christmas to you, my friend. How are you?
Hey, Merry Christmas to you. Happy Advent, and I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. This is the third week of Advent, speaking of which, a time to rejoice, right? I mean, this leads us all up to the eventual coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, God's fulfilled promise. Another one of those promises made, promises kept. And the only way that God can do it, batting 100%, right?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Unlike many politicians, we can rely on the promises of God, and this season exactly is a season of joy. The miracle of the incarnation of God, the miracle of the God that created the universe residing in the womb of a woman, Blessed Mother Mary, that is... You know, it's just, it's actually beyond our comprehension, but we just dwell on it at this time of year. You know, in between, of course, all the shopping and the commercialism and the things that we do. And, of course, at the same time, we have to fight the battle of people attacking Christmas all over the West, claiming that somehow it's intolerance to have the greeting that you greeted me with today, Merry Christmas. So I think, exactly. Which is insanity, and of course ignoring the fact that Christmas is in fact a part of American tradition, a part of our culture and our cultural experience, and it's something that should be celebrated. That's why it's a national holiday. It's beyond, it transcends even religious denominations, because it's always been a part of America since our founding, and it's been a part of Western civilization and been a positive in Western civilization, a place where we turn our eyes, you know, toward this miracle and think about peace on earth and goodwill toward men. And what is the... Why do people object to that?
Yeah, what's the downside there? Exactly. I know. Well, the thing is that why would you reject a blessing from God himself? I mean, the spirit of Christmas, Merry Christmas, that is a blessing, a salutation of blessing that comes from the throne room of God himself. Why would you reject that? I mean, we know the answer, and my prayer is that you would find a way within your consciousness that I know your heart speaks to this, because you know that it is the truth, that you can be open to receive the greatest gift that God has ever given to his creation, and it comes in the form of a babe in a manger. And and may not be the way that you would do it, but it is the way that God Almighty, the God that we can trust, the God that has always been faithful, that has been most trustworthy, and that has fulfilled all his promises. There's probably a third yet to be fulfilled. He's batting 100% on two-thirds of them, so I dare you to challenge the last third in thinking that God's not going to fulfill those last third promises. Right, James?
Oh, he'll fulfill everything, every part of the Word of God is destined to become manifest and is the truth. And
yes.
And you're so right in that it is a gift. It's the greatest gift. We celebrate that gift, and we're grateful for the gift. And it's been, as I say, it's a part of American experience, and there are people just like there are people that want to tear down our history and statues of our founders and people that are almost sacred to us. They want to tear down the sacred. They want to destroy under the influence of what I contend is spiritual evil. There is such a thing as the evil one, and the evil one hates Christmas. I mean, the Grinch is kind of a cartoonish representation of the spiritual manifestation of evil that hates, hates the Judeo-Christian tradition, hates Christmas, hates the concept of marriage, hates family, and we see all of these things under assault as predicted. And that's what makes us feel like we're in very unusual times because of the acceleration of all these things.
Exactly. Well, and like you said, it is a constant for that which is evil to try to make God into a liar. And that's really the division and where you have to consider yourself. Are you trusting in God or are you trusting in the evil one? And chances are most people will trust in the evil one in kind of a sense of, well, I'm really, you got to understand, I'm not really trusting in the evil one. I'm just not really, what they don't know is they're just not trusting in God. And they'd much rather, kind of give, I don't know, what do you want to call it, just a lip service to the idea of God so that they can go about and live life as they darn well please.
Yeah, it takes a level of resistance to the current in the world. The current flows toward evil. And so there's a part of us that thinks, it's just okay to sort of float along with the current. But because it flows evil, we have to resist. And it's when we do, we realize that there's just something outside of our world with a capital W. And it is, in fact, the spiritual reality that we've been seeking to fill this vacuum that lies inside of people. Sometimes they're aware of it, sometimes they're not. But, it's an old maxim, but it's true. Without God, you can do nothing. And what you accomplish is nothing without him.
Amen. Well, and I hope our listeners are hearing our hearts, James, because what you're hearing is the experience of decades of two humanoids who have done it their way. And we have found through the process that God is still God. He is forgiving, always forgiving, and he's a redeeming God. And he wants the best for his creation. And the gospel message is clear. It has always been valid, and even more so today because of the longstanding, tradition in part, but the practical history and experience, how God continues to represent the truth, be the truth, and look out for our highest our highest interest and the better version of ourselves. Does he not, James?
Yes, of course. And you can see it in the story of Christmas. You mentioned that it's unique the way God chose to have his son be born into the world, that it's in these humble surroundings. It's, essentially like an equivalent of what we understand it in a barn, born in the feeding section of the barn. And And this holy family that brings the Lord into the world is poor, is uninfluential, and yet their lives are guided by the God of the universe in the most spectacular ways, miraculous ways, as they are entrusted with the Savior of the world and raising the Savior of the world. It's just, it's a fantastic story, and it's going to be told over and over again with different variations.
Exactly.
In this beautiful season of light.
Fantastic and true. We go to break. We've got more from James Hurston after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. One of the most moving illustrations of the impact of the Tide Ministry has been by award-winning singer and songwriter Frances Stroth. A dear friend of our ministry, Frances has shared the stage with other well-known women such as Carol Kent, Ruth Graham, and Kay Arthur. Her powerful song, She Was Born in Africa, written specifically for the Tide Ministry and accompanying video, can be found at thetide.org. The video images of beautiful African people reveal the need for God's Word and how the Tide Ministry can help tell them about Jesus through our radio broadcasts. One of my favorite lines Frances sings is, "There's a tide rolling in and there is healing for the nations in the wake of God's love." To watch the video and learn how you can pray for people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
As promised, We're back with you in just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst James Herson continues with us. James, I did want to get your read on the Jussie Smollett trial. It is in the rearview mirror, but there's other complications that Mr. Smollett will have to deal with. But it seems that this whole process of racial hoaxes continues. Wash, rinse, spin, repeat. Just keep on going. It's more of the same. And our only hope is that maybe the exposure of this Jussie Smollett, hoax, being as it follows the models of other hoaxes, that maybe it's has run its course, and maybe we can pursue true racial justice and recognize it. Because when you think back on what has happened in this whole process, I mean, this goes all the way back to Trayvon Martin and that big hoax, and it's been one hoax after another. And, the dozens of people that have died in the process of all these hoaxes is absolutely disgusting. And these attorneys who have supported these hoaxes ought to be exposed for who they are. And even the media who has supported these hoaxes with knee-jerk reaction to promote a worldview that is unholy and is not beneficial to the greater part of society.
Unholy it is, and my prayers are that you're aligned with your hope, and that is that the lessons are learned from this. I think an indication that there have been lessons are the fact that so many of these media figures and political figures who sought to exploit this event, this fake event that Jussie Smollett planned, so many of them were absolutely stonily silent. They
yes.
were afraid to speak out. Now, they really all need to be contrite and apologize, because what they all did was jump to conclusions and exploit, as they always do, these mm-hmm. kinds of situations, primarily because of their political beliefs. But the fact that they're silent shows that they have a sense of shame. They have a sense of guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we pray for them. I mean, we pray for Justice Mullet, especially because he's not done at all. There's a civil suit against him. Is it the possibility for this a young, black, openly gay man to go to prison? Which I have seen some pretty crass humor about that. But this person, is in extreme danger. And part of it is that it's pretty clear, and we were talking in the first segment about this, about spiritual evil leading people if they don't resist. One of the things that they leads them is in a kind of a delusion. And for him, first of all, to even plan something like this is someone is under the influence of delusion and evil and terrible forces. But in addition, to go forward and try to actually bring this to a trial in front of a jury, I think the hope was by the defense counsel and defense team with it, somehow the jury, similar to the prosecution, Kyle Rittenhouse, they were hoping that the jury would be intimidated.
Exactly. Well, you see, and that's the thing. You bring up a good point here, James. See, to me, the heroes in all this were the jurors. I mean, for them to have the courage to withstand. I mean, you got Jesse Jackson there in court kind of staring them down, and you got people outside, you got pastors in the community who are participating in this demonstration to intimidate the jurors' decision. I mean, how disgusting is this? I mean, they ought to all be called out for their shenanigans, that this is not the way you promote, righteous justice.
You bring up that, juries, and the whole concept of a jury of your peers, not necessarily academics, not necessarily some people wearing judicial robes, and certainly not people that are elected to office, deciding your fate, particularly in a criminal context. That is very unique. Western jurisprudence is very unique. It came to us through our English forebears who developed it, and it's a treasure. Even though it has imperfections, because we live in a fallen world, there are imperfections. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, warts and all, it's so far superior to the system. And the people at the global level have devised court systems like the International Criminal Court and carefully have left out juries. There are other countries in the world, obviously, in totalitarian regimes, there's no such thing as show trials.
Right, exactly.
But in any case, as you said, it's in hindsight, and my prayer is that this is one of the worst possible kinds of things for society as a whole, mm-hmm. that people go out and it's beyond the playing a minority card. It is actually manipulating the system with fraud, and that's why, you know, this guy is going to get sued because he used police resources fraudulently, and it cost the taxpayers money.
They're going to want the bare minimum of those monies that they invested. The other person we should be praying for is Jesse Smollett's mom. I saw her every day, you know, holding the arm of her son going in, as any parent would go to support their son, that in the midst of the reality of what this trial exposed, that, you know, that peace would abound, you know, for her, and that, you know, that she would be okay, and that she would be comforted, because this is a tough time for her son. And as all parents do, we feel the pain of our children. And I'm sure that she is not resting easy through this whole process either. And again, this is what Jesse has done to his mother. You know, we didn't do it to his mom. It's what he did to his mother, what he's done to our society.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, there's nothing like the love of a parent for a child. It brings us back to our Christmas theme, when we look at the love of Mary for her incredible, you know, experience of giving birth to the Savior of the world. So any mother. So yeah, I feel for Jesse's mother, and actually, you know, the highest quality of love is mercy. And our God is merciful. And now that this has been decided with justice, not that I do not want to see anyone not pay a legitimate price for this, but the idea, you know, of Jesse somehow paying his debt to society without being in a prison context may be a good result. And I mean, his career's done.
Yes, exactly.
He's going to be sued into oblivion. Radioactive. None of the people that took photo ops with him want to do it anymore.
Yeah, without a doubt. We got about a minute and a half, James. We got to wrap this up, but I did want to get your read. You wrote regarding Spielberg's West Side Story, the remakes of iconic films rarely able to match or even come close to the level of artistry, entertainment value, and outright magic of their original movie counterparts, which I agree with you. And you said that this hasn't stopped New Hollywood from continuing to give it a try. And here it is, West Side Story, and you write that it misses the mark. Sadly, minute left.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, look, you never see people running around Hollywood saying, "Hey, I'm going to remake Citizen Kane." They don't say that because they can't, and nobody says, "Don't touch that." I mean, everyone says, "Don't touch that," but a guy like Steven Spielberg has so much clout and so many yes men, including people in the studios, that he was able to push through something that no one would do. No one wants to touch West Side Story, and we talked on your show about iconic films before, like It's a Wonderful Life. I mean, you don't remake things like that. You know, the music, the making a movie is a collaborative art form, involves lots of different creatives, and they all come together, and it's very unusual when it all hits at the same time.
Yeah, got to leave it there. He's the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst, James Hurston. Merry Christmas, my friend. You take care.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B,
hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The body of Nyssa Brown, a 13-year-old girl from Bowling Green, was found in a Kentucky neighborhood last night, raising the death toll in the state to 90. Tornadoes devastated Kentucky and five other states 1 week ago. Santa Fe, New Mexico police obtained a search warrant Thursday authorizing them to seize Alec Baldwin's cell phone as they investigate the deadly shooting on the movie set Rust.
The notion that there was a live round in that gun did not dawn on me till probably 45 minutes to an hour later.
ABC News added the music underneath. The cinematographer was killed on October 21st. He claimed the gun malfunctioned. The Senate voted 75-18 on Thursday to confirm Nicholas Burns, a widely respected former career diplomat, as U.S. ambassador to China. Mr. Burns is the first Senate-confirmed ambassador in Beijing in more than 14 months. We are USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
This is the Independent Health and Lifestyle News Network.
Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, spending some time with us. For more info on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, for potential car shoppers, listen up. 2022, shaping up to be a year filled with choice and opportunity. Whether you're looking for a family vehicle, luxury compact car, or the latest in electric models. As the trusted resource for helping car shoppers find the right vehicles at the right price, for more than 95 years, Kelley Blue Book created the Best Buy Awards to aid new car shoppers in narrowing down their consideration list so they can purchase their next vehicle with confidence. And look who's here. He's back with us, the one and only automotive expert, Micah Muzio. Hey, Micah, happy holiday, buddy. Good to be talking to you.
Bill, happy holidays to you as well. Yeah, this is a festive time of year for a lot of reasons, but personally, as an automotive guy, it's the cars. We're talking about our best buys of 2022, and what a weird year we're in.
Yes.
What weird years we're in. But there are some extremely cool vehicles. In fact, I'm just going to start the conversation off by drawing attention to one vehicle that I think kind of sets the tone for the discussion. And that vehicle is the Toyota RAV4 Prime. Do you know what the Prime part of that name means? Have you heard of this thing?
No, I've not. This is new. I'm waiting to hear.
Okay, so the Prime part means that's Toyota speak for their plug-in hybrid. It's our winner in the plug-in hybrid category. And you're probably thinking, oh boy, this is going to be boring. But no, it's not. Okay, so I'll get to the responsible stuff first, which is that it is a plug-in hybrid electric vehicle, meaning that you plug it in at home, and then you can get up to 42 miles of electric range. That's pure electric range. So in your normal day-to-day commutes, you may never use a drop of gasoline. But if you go longer distances and you exhaust that electric battery, the RAV4 Prime functions like a normal hybrid, and it returns 38 miles per gallon combined fuel economy, which is outstanding for a compact SUV. I promised it was going to be exciting, and now we'll get to that part, which is that...
That's mucho Prime. It's already, you're telling me.
It is, and yet there's more. 302 horsepower combined output from the hybrid powertrain. So it's fast. It's a compact SUV that's super responsible, but it'll do 0 to 60 in like 5.4 seconds, which is really quick for a compact SUV. So I think that combination of kind of responsible, practical compact SUV form factor coupled with incredible fuel economy and coupled with it's also an electric car, coupled with it also hauls, vehicle. So I think that's a really good example kind of where we're going in terms of modern vehicles.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, we're going to have to check that one out. And that's a good one. I had not heard about Prime. We know about Prime now. And in some cases, as we said, it's mucho Prime. Now, you do your annual Best Buy Award, and you've got winners. So share with us some of the latest 2022 Best Buy Award winners.
You know, a new one for 2022 is the Genesis GV70. We're moving up into the luxury compact SUV space. And, you know, it's such an interesting story because Genesis has made these amazing leaps over the last few years. And it's not just because they're a value-priced alternative to, a luxury vehicle, but the vehicles they're making now are genuinely desirable. The GV70 is a great example of that. They've got the, emotional boxes checked where mechanical bits are concerned. So standard 300 horsepower engine. They've got an optional 375 horsepower twin turbo V6. So it's very quick, standard all-wheel drive, so we can get that power to the ground. I spent quite a bit of time driving the GV70, and it is a fun little SUV to drive. But all of that capability is wrapped up in this extremely emotive style. I don't think I can quite paint an adequate word picture to describe the GV70, but Genesis has incorporated this really intriguing twin light bar motif. So they've got these thin headlights and tail lights, this body sculpting that's really evocative but not like overwrought. It's not like too much. It's just very stylistic, and it's eye-catching. When you see one, you will definitely pay attention. I think that's something that Genesis is doing really well, and frankly, all automotive manufacturers have been wise to consider, which is that we have to check our needs. All the needs have to be met, but we also want to feel an emotion, and Genesis understands that, and that a huge part of emotion is style.
You know, in my humble opinion, Michael, when I saw it, I thought it was pretty sexy. I really did. I mean, if we can just be very frank about it. I mean, it's we have cars. It's like the CEO, old CEO of Porsche, determined a long time ago that cars aren't necessarily for getting you from point A to point B. It's about, as you say, it's what it emotes and the entertainment value of that car. And that car is, wow, it is packed with all kinds of features. It's a beautiful automobile.
They've done a great job with it.
You absolutely nailed it with the analysis there. Yeah, there was a time when considering Genesis, it was like, well, it's kind of like a luxury car, but cheaper. And now it's like, I just want that car.
Yes.
The price is great, and it's, you know, got a ton of value. The GV70 starts at about $41,000, and it's very well equipped. It's one of the rare vehicles where if you bought the base model, you could be completely happy with it. It's kind of got all the stuff, but it just looks great. I want it on its own merit, not just because of the price tag.
Exactly. All right, so what else you got up your sleeve?
You know what? We got to talk about the new Ford Maverick. It's all new for 2022. It's our winner in the best compact pickup truck category. And that's worth noting just because we haven't had a compact pickup truck category ever in our Best Buy Awards because, you know, we started the awards, you know, maybe it was like 6-7 years ago, and there really weren't any compact pickup trucks. And Ford has brought it back. And so the compact pickup truck segment is really different than when we last left off. Let me tell you a few things that are fantastic about the Maverick, and when I start giving you numbers, you're going to think I'm like making mistakes with my words because they'll seem outrageous. So, but stick with me. This is real stuff. The base price for the Maverick pickup truck is under $20,000, not including destination charges. So it's like $19,995. Very, very cheap in the modern automotive landscape, and that price gets you a standard hybrid powertrain. So that base car returns 42 mpg in the city. This is a compact pickup truck that's more efficient than a Honda Civic. It's madness.
Yes.
And I think the use case here is really interesting because, you know, Ford got out of cars. They basically just sell SUVs and trucks now. And this is kind of replacing the spot that was previously occupied by the Ford Focus as like an entry-level basic vehicle.
Right.
But it also has all this pickup truck functionality. So I could imagine, you know, my daughter's 6 now, but if she add 10 to that, if she's 16 and she's about to get out there on the road and we wanted to get her a first car, a $20,000 Ford Maverick would definitely fit the bill.
Mm-hmm.
Super efficient. And then when she's not driving at the school or whatever, we could use it for mulch runs or throwing bikes in the back or, you know, like hauling lumber, like that kind of stuff. It's really a wonderful, practical little truck. And they also offer a 2-liter turbocharged engine, makes 250 horsepower. And if you do that one, then you can add all-wheel drive if you need a little bit more speed and you want that all-weather traction. But it's just such an interesting little package. And again, a pickup truck that you can park.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
it's
great.
Small enough that you can actually put it in places. And it's like, I just think it's super cool that Ford finally brought the compact pickup truck back.
Yeah, cool and practical. And we could only hope 10 years from now that we could get an entry-level car for our daughter for $20,000. Just thinking.
Right?
the way things are happening, Micah. Micah and the team has done a great job here in selecting over 300 vehicles that you review and everything. Gosh, I'll tell you, one time I got to sneak in and see this process. This is just amazing how you select the Best Buy winners each year. We got about 30 seconds left. You want to touch on that real quick and then tell our listeners where they can go for more information?
Head over to KellyBlueBooksKBB.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174. If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-D-77. Equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back with you. Good to have you with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Got all our updates as far as programming is concerned. These great guests that we have, excellent experts on topics that you're talking about, you need to know more about. And they're there, these interviews. You can download them at will and share them with your friends and family. Why not? We're going to talk about family dynamics. Can be a hot topic, right, during the holiday season. It's amazing how these conversations will come up and you think, oh, gosh, is this inopportune? We're just hoping to have a nice, peaceful, you know, Merry Christmas dinner. And it turns into a food fight. Not really. But, you know, tensions can build unnecessarily, maybe. And on top of everything else that we can talk about, inflation, our government and everything, let's throw in COVID-19 into the mix and an ever-changing political landscape, like I said. That can only just add fuel to the fire of family conversations. Well, the licensed marriage and family therapist and director of counseling services with focus on the family is here to help us navigate these troubled waters that may come up seemingly unexpectedly and of all times at the dinner table this Christmas season. Jeremy Keaton is back with us. Hey, Jeremy, how are you?
Hi, Bill. Good to be with you and your listeners today during this Christmas season.
So have you ever experienced that in your family where, you know, dinner's going great and then all of a sudden somebody throws a hot topic and in the middle of the table gets mixed up with the mashed potatoes and gravy and next thing you know, it's like the whole personality of the experience gets changed?
Well, things can get awkward at times, and sometimes in some families, even toxic. And I want to encourage listeners, especially those who, like me, really focus on Jesus Christ as the center of the season. I want to encourage listeners, no matter what family environment you find yourself in, stay focused on what the angel said when the angel right. announced Jesus, right? Peace on earth, mm-hmm. goodwill towards your fellow man and on whom God's favor rests. We have to stay grounded in that as we interact at times.
Exactly. And the thing is, I find it kind of interesting with some families. It's like you don't talk to them all year, then all of a sudden you talk to them, and then you want to go in and engage, you know, some hot topics. Maybe not the best of times, because I think in any kind of situation where if you want to discuss something of controversy, first of all, you got to kind of make sure the relationship itself, you know, can handle it, right?
Well, the holiday table is not a table of debate, is it, Bill? I mean, that's not the reason
no.
we gathered. And focusing really on what you have in common, you're there because you have something in common. Maybe you don't have a lot in common. Maybe you come from even different worldviews, but there's some reason why you're all unified. Focus on what are the good memories you might have of loved ones, what are the things you do like together, what do you have in common, and out of that, Bill, if you can build a relationship throughout the year, and at other times you will mm-hmm. perhaps have influence, it's okay to have an opinion, to stand firmly on things that are at the core of our heart, but we're not going to flip a light switch and convince somebody over one dinner conversation. Stay focused on what you have in common and why you're there. Some of the positive things that you share.
How do we manage those troublemaking remarks that could take us down a road and a road away from peace on earth, goodwill to men?
Yeah.
What do you suggest?
I'm a family therapist and a marriage therapist, and one thing we always say, and if anybody's been to counseling, a good counselor, they've heard this: you only control you. You have to stay focused on who do I want to be, how do I want to have influence in this situation, and really protect those buttons emotionally that get pushed. You may need to prepare before you go. Most people know those sensitive areas. And prepare your own self for self-control before you head into those scenarios. Remember that angry or agitated don't influence anyone. But a self-controlled individual, knowing that your buttons might get pushed, but you're not going to react, and you're going to maybe even leave the room if you need to, take a pause, take a breather, come back, be self-controlled. That's the best way to influence an environment. You only control you.
Exactly. And if you think, again, what you're saying here, Jeremy, and I receive that, is that if you go into it with the end in mind, well, what is it that you want, you know, at the end of the dinner or the time together, what would be a blessing? You know, what would the blessing look like, right?
That's right. I mean, go in with expectations that, look, we simply want to have a peaceful day, share some food together, and hopefully build on something so that maybe this isn't just a one-stop shop. We can actually have a relationship throughout the year and be curious about each other, influence each other in positive ways. I do think that that ideas are worth sharing. I'm not trying to get away from that aspect
right.
of even evangelism, as we're called to as Christian believers, but that comes out of relationship. And if you don't have that relationship well established, maybe that is the goal for this time, simply be able to have a foundation to build upon throughout the year, being curious about the other person's life, and then just listening, saying the phrase, wow, tell me more about that. See, listening isn't agreement, right?
Yes.
Listening is not agreement. But if you don't agree with something, rather than scowling or, you know, slamming your fist on the table, maybe just say, tell me more about that. And that
right.
listening is worth your time.
Yeah, without a doubt, because that promotes peace, and you know, and that's really, you know, I think the anecdote to what the culture has been, has been delivering, you know, these past couple of years, Jeremy, with the cancel culture and all this contention and everything. And here you are as people of faith. You are the difference maker. You have that difference, Emmanuel, within you, inside of you, and don't lose that. Don't surrender that peace, that God-given grace that heightens the experience of the Christmas season and opens up the door for people to say, whoa, Jeremy, you know, here I am. My hair's on fire. I'm losing my skull and I'm agitated. And you're just, you know, you've got something different. What is it that you have that I don't have? Right.
And, you know, I hope for me that it's growing in my life, the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22. Look it up when you get back to near a Bible and read that verse, Galatians 5:22-23. Bill, that's where it lists what God does in our hearts for us. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. I can't do it on my own, but I can ask God to work that in me and help me show up that way around the people that I'm connected to.
You know, relevant to the fruits of the Spirit, Jeremy, this is something that God has shown me in the recent months. And what I have decided to do in being intentional about it is taking, you know, one fruit per day and focusing on that. So it's, you know, if it's love, you know, so you say, okay, today, how am I doing? And repeatedly, you know, during the day at times, you know, when you think about it, you go, okay, how am I doing with love? And it's amazing, I got to tell you, because when you're not so loving, you're reminded. The Holy Spirit says, hey, hello, hey, remember word for today? It's love. Where are you? You know?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, that has really opened up my heart, you know, quite a bit. And I share that with our audience. Share that with you, that maybe that could be something to embrace and incorporate with your intentionality and your plans for the day. And you'd be surprised what that does. I mean, you know, in terms of calming your spirit, especially as our culture, you know, like I said, has become so contentious. But it's also, you know, it's like God knew this was going to happen, right? And he's empowered us to be that difference, to be that light into a dark world. And what an opportunity for a testimony when everybody else is losing their head and you're standing there, you know, with all sorts of calm and peace and joy in your heart for the holiday season. And they go, wait a minute. Yeah, you know, why didn't you chase after that last parking spot in the shopping mall? You know, and why didn't you get in an argument with that person, you know?
Well, Bill, it is a choice and a discipline, just like anything that's worthy putting effort into it, whether it's losing a few pounds or trying to do anything that's worthy. It's going to take some investment, but I like what you said there about taking a word, maybe even putting it on a note card, that word, either love,
yes,
joy, peace, or patience, putting it on your dashboard on your car for that week. And when you're at a stop sign, you just say, the name of Jesus, Jesus, and then peace. And then before you go into the grocery store, before you lock your car, you look down, you see that no card, you say, Jesus, peace. And how can you just administer that while you're walking the aisles at the grocery store and checking out? Just keeping yourself disciplined and conscious and asking God to do for you what you really can't do on your own. But inviting that with just something as practical as taking one of those words every day or every week, posting it in your car, keeping it on your mind and heart, and saying, God, would you help me do this and live this a little more today wherever I find myself?
Right.
I think the world would be better if we could practice something like that every day.
Well, the world needs us to, Jeremy, and we have a level of responsibility because of the blessings that God has given us. And he gives us those blessings not for us to hold or hide under a bushel, but that we're to, you know, take that blessing and pay it forward. And here's the opportunity, and here we are in this gift-giving season where God demonstrated the great gifts and the eternal gift of salvation, the greatest gift that he has ever given to his creation. And here it is. It's coming your way on March the 25th, the eternal gift of salvation once again. Right, Jeremy?
December 25th. 25th is such a day to focus on the Lord. I hope that we can make
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I don't really...